Hi, my name is Sarah Blake LaRose. I graduated from Anderson University School of Theology in 2009 with professional distinction in Hebrew. In 1992, I was an undergraduate student at Anderson University in the Christian Ministries Department. I was the first blind student that AU had in a while, and back then things were a lot different than they are now. Now, a blind person can pick up a book from the library and take it home, put it on a scanner, and you have to scan each page, but it is possible to read a book on my own. I don't view this as an imposition, because when you read a book, you also turn every page. But back then, if I wanted to read a book, I needed to find someone who could read it for me, and I paid them. I didn't have a lot of funds, so I didn't do a lot of extra reading, even though I wanted to. At heart, I was a very voracious reader, and if I could have, I would have spent a lot of time in the library, reading and reading and reading and reading and browsing and getting into the journal databases. I probably never would have left. But I couldn't do it. A lot of my classmates took Hebrew and Greek, and I was very curious about these classes because I loved languages. I took French in high school and I loved French so much. In college, I tried taking Spanish and I took 4 semesters of that. And I really enjoyed that. But I couldn't take Hebrew and Greek, because as far as I knew, Hebrew and Greek could not be put into Braille. When I did research papers for my Bible classes, and I had to access commentaries, I found out that my friends were not very good at reading Hebrew and Greek. They would get to a Hebrew or Greek word in a commentary, and they'd say, "Oh, that's Hebrew and Greek. Let's go on." So I never found out what those words were, and I felt like I wasn't quite sure what was in those commentaries either. Eventually, I transferred out of AU, and I went to another school, and I majored in psychology, and I got a minor in special education. But my heart for ministry was still beating. And after I graduated, I had a hard time deciding what to do about graduate school. Because I had a very strong interest in counseling, but I also still wanted to do ministry. But in order to do ministry, I felt that I needed that biblical language background, and I couldn't get it. In 1998, my family moved to Anderson, and I moved right back along with them, which meant that I was back near the university, back near that library full of old books, back near all that Hebrew. I couldn't stand it. I wanted to learn that language so bad, but I didn't know how to do it. In 2001, I got a nice break. I received an email from a seminary student who was giving away a Braille Bible. I asked her if she would send it to me, and she said certainly. A few days later, 5 gigantic boxes arrived on my porch. She said that a manual was included with it, and I stupidly thought that I could use the manual to learn how to read Hebrew. Boy, was I in for a surprise. I found the manual, and I opened it up, and there was not one piece of English in the manual. I didn't realize that Braille Hebrew, like print Hebrew, represented an entirely different alphabet system. And it looked like gibberish to me. Braille is formed by combining just 6 dots. Braille is not a language of its own. It is a writing system that is used to represent whatever language is being written. For instance, Spanish, French, and English use the same alphabets. So the same Braille systems are used for the most part. There are a few differences because Spanish uses accented letters that are not used in English. So we use different Braille symbols to represent those accented letters. There are some other differences with English, because English allows the use of contractions, which means that one Braille symbol might be used to represent two or three different letters. Those contractions are not used in Spanish or French, etc. Hebrew is a completely different language with a completely different alphabet system. As I learned on that day, I would really need a Hebrew grammar in order to learn how to read or even pronounce Hebrew, and I didn't know where to get one. But my heart still beat. The Hebrew Bibles went into a box and under the bed. A couple of years later, I moved to Florida, and the Hebrew boxes went with me and under the bed. When I moved back to Indiana, the Hebrew boxes came with me and went under the bed. My dad said, "Why don't you get rid of that? Because you're never going to learn it." I said, "I am. I don't know how, but I am." Over the next year or so, into 2005, I began to think about going to seminary. I wasn't sure how I was going to do this. They have Hebrew classes there, and I wasn't going to get out of seminary without learning Hebrew. That was my determination. I started to interview other blind people who had gone to seminary. One of them said, "Why do you want to learn Hebrew?" And I said, "Because I want to read the Hebrew Bible." And he said, "That's not a good enough reason." And I became rebellious and I thought, "Yes, it is." From that moment on, I was determined that somehow I would learn Hebrew. I wasn't sure how, but I would find a way. I would learn Greek too. I decided to enroll in seminary, but I wouldn't take Hebrew right at the first. I needed time to make arrangements. So I enrolled in seminary in the fall of 2006. In the summer of 2007, I began to study Hebrew. It was a more rewarding experience than I could ever put in words. It was also very difficult. I had to configure my computer to display Hebrew in Braille, and it did not work perfectly. In fact, even today, while there have been improvements with the display of Hebrew on computers, it is still not perfect. But I do not regret it. Today, I am able to work teaching both sighted and blind students. Right now, I'm teaching a student to read Hebrew who is using a Mac with speech in Braille. It's the most challenging and rewarding experience of my life. And I would say to anyone who wants to read Hebrew or Greek to not give up, because there is a way.